Stocks slide as investors seek shelter from several storms. By John Carney on September 21, 2020. Stocks in the United States followed the global sell-off on Monday, extending the stock market decline into a fourth week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off its lows of the morning but still closed down by 510 points, a 1.85% decline. The S&P 500 was off by 1.16%, with all 10 of its 11 sectors down. The NASDAQ Composite managed to end the day nearly flat, closing down just 0.13%. The small-cap Russell 2000 plunged 3.43%. Opinions vary quite a bit about what's behind the extended sell-off that has controlled much of the action in the stock market in September. Some of the factors widely cited include the lack of a fiscal stimulus agreement, an increasingly acrimonious election season, Donald Trump lagging in opinion polls, heightened tensions with China, the threat of renewed lockdowns as coronavirus cases surge once again across Europe, and a traditional wariness about being long equities going into the autumn months. Traditional stock market lore has it that it is best to be out of stocks through the Jewish high holidays. According to legend, Bernard Baruch once sold his stocks on Rosh Hashanah and avoided a huge market crash. Jeff Hirsch, editor of the Stock Trader's Almanac, looked at the data and found that since 1971 the Dow lost on average about 0.5% between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In 22 of the years between 1971 and 2018, stocks gained. In 26, they lost or declined. Perhaps it's Talmudic wisdom, but selling stocks before the 8-day span of the high holidays has avoided many declines, especially during uncertain times, Hirsch has written. The worst-performing sector in the S&P was materials, down 3.42%, followed by industrials, energy, real estate, and financials. Information technology clawed its way back into positive territory by the end of the day.